front. Mr. Wolf. Mr. Wolf. Mr. Rand, I can't talk. It doesn't work. Lubin, if I ask, just do it. Shlomo Melech in Shir Shirim says, in the middle of Pasuk Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Im Ta'iru V'im Tis'iru Es Ha'ava Ad She'Techpat. Shlomo Melech says, Im Ta'iru, should you call it wake? V'im Tis'iru, should you arouse? Es Ha'ava, the love, Ad She'Techpat, until it pleases. The Ramban, what does it mean? Should you awaken, should you arouse the love until it pleases? What's it pleases? So he says, Ad She'Techpat doesn't mean until it pleases. Ad She'Techpat means Ad She'Yase Oiso Chefetz. Until you make it an object. What does that mean? So the Ramban says, it means until you make it a reality. And Ramban explains, a beautiful Ramban. It's probably the path of success. He says that when a person has a slight hisiris, it's called an hisiris kolshu, the slightest hisiris. So what is he supposed to do? He's supposed to work on that hisiris, light the fire until he makes it a mamushus, until he takes an action, an immediate action. And by that it becomes a reality. In other words, how many times, each one think to his own, how many times in life had you had an awakening? Didn't take action, and by the next day, it was as if it never happened. You might have made a commitment, we all do, but you never saw it to even the slightest fruition. And then all it was a wasted awakening. So he begs, he says, Im ta'iru, if you awaken, Im tis'iru, if you arouse the ahava, the love, ad shetechmas, until you make it a chafetz, an object, a mamashus. And that's what it means, ad shetechmas, until it's pleasing. Because the commitment by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only pleasing, or his iris is only pleasing if you take an action based upon it. And think about it. How many dreams has a person dreamt that he wants to do this, wants to do that, wants to accomplish this, and by the next day it's gone? If I remember correctly, it's brought down in the Peskim. Mr. Friedman, this is not Shachris. I'll hold back. Okay. How many times? It says as follows. Put down. That if a person on a Shabbos, we know that a person is not allowed to make a transaction on a Shabbos, but a person, you could make a Misha Nadar, let's say a Misha Berach, and you know that Staka Ba'av or something, or many times there's an appeal on Shabbos. And people could say, you know, I'm going to make a neder, or I'm going to give this amount, this amount, this amount, this amount, this amount. And what do they do in the shuls? They take a card and they put a pin on it, or they flip the thing over to make sure they remember what type of amount. So the gabbai does, you know, it's 100, 200, whatever it is, he turns the paper down. He makes some type of sign. So there's always a shayla, allowed to do that, not should do that. Should you say an amount? Should you not say an amount? Should they make a mark? Why are they making a mark? And the maskana is, of course, one should. Why? You might hear the most powerful drusha, yard site drusha. You know, there's a yizko drusha. And a person has this service and he wants to say, you know what? I'll give. In my heart, it was so good, I'm so right, I'm so awakened, I'm so inspired. In my heart, I'm committed to give $1,000. If he doesn't say anything that moment, by the time it's Motzei Shabbos, it's less than a dollar. The inspiration just goes like that. And so, by the next day, it never happened. Even if he says an amount, what happens? If the gabbai doesn't twist the thing down, by the next day he forgot what he said. And, with all truth, and we know it's true, when he thought 1,000, even Tochtei Diva, by the time he gets it out of his mouth, it's 500. Your inspiration is great in the heart. The minute you take an action, your actions are, you can take the inspiration divided at least by half. In action, Tochtei Dibur. And even then, that's when it's a Dibur type of action. And even then, by the night time, it's less and less. So it says, do a real thing. Achetechpats, do a real thing. So if there's an inspiring drosha, a yizkor appeal, so the din is, you make the neder immediately. And they make mark of that neder immediately. So it's a reality. So even then, at night, when, oh, I really didn't mean it, it's too late now. It's done deal. It's a commitment and it's done. And since it was already done, it was already marked off, so that most people abide by that, their word, by their commitment, which is an abiding by the inspiration. Im ta'iru es ha'ava achetechmatz. One of the things I see in yeshiva, and that is, time after time, too many a time, way too many a time, people have some type of inspiration, and they let it go by the wayside. And then I would say it's a shut on inspiration. It was a waste of words. And sometimes they make a commitment after the inspiration. You know what? It's almost a waste of commitment. Because you don't take action right away, immediately, and make it a reality, not just a commitment, but take an act and make it a reality. So then everything, but everything, falls by the wayside. It's the genius of Shlomo HaMelech. Question. How much action, or what motivates action immediately on an inspiration? Now I'm going to show you something very interesting. Somebody that's normal. Mr. Shuren, how easy is it for you to cut off your arm? Very hard. If you try to do it, what's the odds you'll end up doing it? But probably next to none, because what he's going to do, he's just going to stop doing it. And the minute he starts doing it, he's going to feel the pain that's going to stop him to do it. And if he's committed to continue on, right, the pain is going to stop you. So first of all, he's not going to take the knife. First of all, he probably won't want to cut his hand off. And if he decides he's going to cut his hand off, by the time he gets the knife, it's not going to happen. And if he gets the knife in his hand, he's not going to get it to his arm. If he gets it to his arm, I don't think he's going to make that first cut. He makes the first cut, it starts bleeding, I don't think he's going to make the second. He makes the second, and it starts to be painful, he's not going to make the third. You finish the garden. He gets the third. And he gets to his bone, and it's very painful, he has to cut through the bone, he's not going to do it. When he gets to the bone, you know, it's a harder cut. It's just not going to happen. He'll probably faint before he does it. Correct? I think we all agree to that. Mr. Shuren, I tell you now that you have something spreading from your arm to your body. If you don't cut your hand off within 5 minutes, it's life-threatening. What's the odds you're going to cut your hand off? Reality. You would rather die than cut your hand off? Even if it's a matter of life and death. It's a good wimp. Mr. Shaw, honestly.
Give me a knife.
Give me a knife. Mr. Rialgas, think about it for a minute. I heard you said, you what? Probably cut your arm off. At least you try to, right? Will you at least try to, Mr. Shuren? He'd probably get to cut one or two? Yeah. He's right. But once he gets to cut one or two, and then let's say we're a doctor, not just me telling you. And if you had people encouraging you, what would happen? Easier. And if he got the doctor to do it, what would happen? It'd be done. It happened. Very interesting. The same thing. That it was, there was no way it was going to happen. Every instinct would stop him from beginning it and from seeing it through. Just a little different information. Knowing the necessity of it Makes at least the first few steps so much easier. And then he has to deal with the pain aspect of it. But I think the odds are he'll end up doing it. Well, most people would try to do it. Same action, same pain, it's just what's the necessity that causes it, and the attitude. Isn't that an amazing thing in life? And it's true about every obstacle in life, I find out. But everything in life. It's a matter of how necessary it is, or if I think I get away with it. Now go back into, that's the physical body, right? If the doctor tells you, you know, you have a headache. If the doctor tells you, you have a choice. Choice is you can take aspirin every day of your life, and you'll be cured, you'll be okay. Or we could do major surgery. They'll keep you in the hospital for many a day, a dangerous surgery. Which one would you take? First choice, right. And let's say you had no choice. You have to go for the surgery, what would you do? The surgery. Sure, a person goes for the easiest thing. If there's no option, he goes for the second thing. Watch this. You're feeling great. Playing basketball, running, healthy, great, the prime of your life. All right, you know, you're trying to get to go someplace and tell you, you gotta take a physical. Takes an x-ray, doctor. It's not to you, it's to him, somebody else. And the doctor tells the person, you know, it looks like from the x-rays, you have only 2 months. It's spreading like fire. And you look at the doctor and says, what are you talking about? I feel great. From the doctor's perspective, you're finished. From your perspective, you're great. So you probably go for a second opinion, right? And the second doctor comes and says 1 month. You probably go for a third opinion. And also, down there. And you still feel great. And the doctors say, well, all you need is to go through a certain procedure. And you'll be okay. Would you go through the procedure? Yeah, sure. Even though you feel great. Looking at yourself, I'm great. But if the doctors tell me that it's life-threatening, I'll go through the procedure. But if the doctors say it was not life-threatening, you didn't have to go through the procedure. Would you go through the procedure? No. All perspectives. You know that in the physical world. Just take that now. Just take it and transfer it to a spiritual world. That's a great food for thought. At the end of days, we're all accountable for our actions. And our actions today are really a matter of life or death. Really are. Both in Olam Haba, and trust me, and you'll hear from all your rebbeim, similar to doctors. Rebbeim are doctors of Ruchni, is that it's a matter of life and death in this world also. There's no two ways about it. You think it's, what are you talking about? I'm healthy, I'm firm, I'm good, I have no problems. You know, I do the right things, I don't do too much wrong. I'm okay. And I see so many others like me. And they made it. And your bayim say, kiddo, it's life or death. And then you go to another Rebbe, and another one, and they all say the same thing. Go from one sefer to another sefer, the books. And they all say the same thing. That tefillah is a matter of life and death. Learning is kihem chayenu. That's the essence of our life, the orach yameinu. And it's the length of our days. Mitzvahs. It's char ve'oinish. Averis. And they'll all tell you wasting life, wasting time, is the worst possible thing. And you would answer it's hard. And the truth is it's hard. Probably not as hard as cutting off an arm. Yeah, it's hard to be by a tefillah before the tefillah. It's hard. Psychologically hard, by the way. Physically easy. Psychologically hard. It's hard to be a tefillah before a tefillah. Hard to have kavanah during davening. Hard to learn full story. Hard, I don't know why it's hard, not to go places where one shouldn't. But it's really life and death. Effect later on. And nobody disagrees with that. Once you understand that, and you learn to agree to the premise, and agree to the fact, so then you know what? Sages not learning is not that hard. Putting your mind to it is not that hard. Davening is not that hard. Refraining from bad and all types of bad is not that hard because it's necessary. Think it out. Just think it out. And then what do you do? You do a maisa immediately. And that's again the Shlomo Melech. Im ta'iru v'im tis'oiru es ha'ava ad she'techpatz. That we become awakened. We realize the right and wrong. And then what do? You make the commitment and you do an action. You awaken that ava ad she'techpatz until it becomes a real action. You just cut off the arm already, finished. Until you make it a chayfet, it's an object. And then that pleases the Kaddish Baruch Hu. You're coming off of Tainus. Tainus is a day that there should have been a Cyrus. It's really not a day of sleep. And I think it's true by everybody in this room. I think it's true by everyone in the world. That everyone today is a day older than he was yesterday. So there's a day more, hopefully more maturity. A day more of realization of what has to be done. So, just trying to reawaken the idol. That you have to reawaken the ava in yourselves. That you asher techpats, realizing it's talk a matter of life and death. And it's way easier to cut off the arm or to take the heavy steps and take the real actions that pay the price tomorrow, both in this world and the next world. I'm here, huh? I'm a